This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
I'm going to lean toward the Spurs just because they seem to be a bit deeper, especially when they have the ability to hit three-point shots with a little bit more regularity. And we still don't know. You know, it could just be one strain for Ibaka, you know, one little twist, and he's back on the bench kind of thing. So right now I lean towards the Spurs, but Oklahoma City, if they're going to keep that up and be able to shut San Antonio down, that's a tough matchup as well.
Is that Obama or Obaka? Yes, it was Obaka. That's the number 10 item. Actually, it starts off, the countdown starts off with Jeff Zilgit, who is from USA Today, in an interview on a sports talk radio program. His predictions for the NBA and the playoff season. Sports talk radio, including the NBA, the NHL, the baseball situation, who's on first, as it were, and the Donald Sterling thing. Number 10, in a general manner of speaking, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hello. Doug Steffen here with our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, our weekly countdown in this hour, for everything that brings us through Friday, May 30th broadcast, looking, listening, talking about the top 10 talk radio topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside talkers.com, and Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. A lot of interesting radio programs in there. You might want to check that out as you listen to some of the regular things. There are some things in there that are unusual and unique. That's what we're striving for, uniqueness. And as this unique countdown gets underway, number 10, NBA playoffs, sports talk radio. Hello.
Let's get
number nine. Number nine, midterm primaries and who's on first for the presidential race of 2016. Here's a radio host, Jimmy Cefalo, talking to Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida about when we might officially hear if Mrs. Clinton is going to run for president.
Is it too early? I guess it's not, because it's politics as usual in America. They talk about the 2016 presidential campaign. And on the Democratic side, it seems that a lot of people are just a foregone conclusion that it would be Hillary Clinton as your standard bearer. Do you feel the same way?
Well, you know, Jimmy, as the chair of the Democratic National Committee, it'll be my job to neutrally and credibly manage our primary process. And so I, you know, don't take a position in the primary. And so, you know, what I know, having been close supporter of Secretary Clinton's in the past, I was a national co-chair for her presidential campaign in 2008, is that she is taking some well-deserved time to rest. Now she's about to launch her newest book, and will be going through a book tour, and has been very involved in the charities and issues about which she's passionate, and she's going to make a decision about that either late this year or probably early next year, if I were hazarding an educated guess.
Right. As the head of the DNC, you've got an important role, too, in deciding where that Democratic convention will
be.
Will it be in the state of Florida?
You know, we have that's also a process that I have to neutrally and credibly manage. And so since the recommendation ultimately comes to me as the chair of the DNC, we will be accepting requests for proposal in June from cities across the country. And I know we'll have a technical advisory committee that will review those proposals and ultimately make a recommendation. So
right.
We'll see.
Is South Florida one that you expect?
Miami has expressed interest in submitting a request for proposal, as has Orlando.
Number 8. All right, man, we started off with a pretty good load of Blarney there, right? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so from number 9, politics, to number 8, the continuing focus on Russian aggression. Here's Taco Scott Sands with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. They discussed Portman's trips to the Ukraine during the elections that were held there last weekend.
tell me about your trip to the Ukraine. You were there during their voting last weekend. That must have been an interesting experience.
Yeah, it was, Scott. We've got a bunch of Ukrainian Americans here in Ohio, big community in Cleveland. They come to me about a year ago and said, you know, something's really wrong there. This is with the old administration that was a Russian-backed administration in Ukraine. The guy who was there was really leaning more and more toward Russia, and he was facing some demonstrations, and peaceful demonstrators, you know, were being oppressed by his police and his military. That led to this uprising late last year and early this year. And in turn, that guy got kicked out. New government came in on an interim basis. And finally, just this past weekend, there was a vote on Sunday for a new president. So I was there as an election monitor. I was one of 62 parliamentarians from around the world who went there to say, hey, let's be sure this is a fair and free election so the new government has legitimacy.
Did I hear him refer to himself as a parliamentarian? Did I hear that? Interesting way of talking about yourself if you are a legislator or a parliamentarian. Huh. Well, I'm sure we'll get a comment on that. By the way, comments are invited in any number of ways here on the Talk Radio Review, 888-302-3684. Should you want to talk about one of these items quickly as we're making reference to them, email to Doug@DougStephan.com, or you can send along your comments, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. The number 7 item of the week as we count down from number 10 to number 1 up next here on our countdown.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and nasty. First boss beer.
He shoots for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way. Like this one.
We're number one!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Number 7. I know a lot of people find this program to be something they don't want to miss each week. It's sort of a habit, and that's not bad. Number 7 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Memorial Day. combination of things. Actually, sometimes there are ties, and the celebration of Memorial Day is tied with the story of that Marine being held in Mexico. Let's start out with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle talking about Memorial Day, what it means to him, with talk host Steve Sommers.
First of all, thank you so much for your service to our country. It's a day of respect and remembrance. Sometimes it gets lost because people think it's the beginning of summer and it's time to have fun and have food festivals and go swimming. But again, a very humbled respect and remembrance. Thanks to you and everybody who has served.
I certainly appreciate that. You don't hear that too often.
You've had to, in your military career, actually write letters of condolences to families and family members because of a death of their sons or daughters killed in action or killed in the line of duty. I'm sure that has been difficult at times.
That weighs on your mind this time of the year. Of course, that was when I was in Vietnam, and many of my troops on stationed in the combat zone along the Cambodian border were blown up one day with rocket rounds from the enemy, the Viet Cong. And, of course, when that happens, you sit down and survey their belongings and write letters of condolence to their families. And that was probably one of the most horrible events that I've had to do in my military career.
Yeah, but in the past, everybody knew what that gold star flag hanging in the window meant, especially on this type of day.
That's right. During World War II, 1941 to 45, many thousands of people received notices by Western Union. Today, however, Steve, they send an officer out to the family of the deceased killed in combat, notify them of their death. And, of course, today, if we listen to some of those war stories of those who survived the Great War, there are a few of those around today. Mm. And, of course, those who have performed combat duty in present wars, we learn a lot about the rigors of combat.
All right, so that's Colonel Dean Smittle, focus on Memorial Day, tied at number 7, the story of the Marine who's being held on a weapons charge in Mexico, courtesy of host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft, talking to the mother of the Marine who is being held.
We all saw a video of your son looking gaunt in this gray prison T-shirt. Have you had a chance to see him other than this yesterday? And what's your reaction to all this?
Well, I saw him once when he was in La Mesa Penitentiary, and I saw him once at El Hongo Penitentiary approximately about 12 days ago. So, you know, physically he is definitely undergoing some change, and of course mentally it's been just extremely excruciating since April 1st.
One of his friends, a gentleman named Mark Podlaski, was on with Greta Van Susteren on Fox yesterday, and said that, according to apparently a conversation he had with your son, that he has been beaten. He was chained to a bed for so long that when they finally released him at the end of 4 weeks, he couldn't even walk because of a muscle atrophy, and that he compared the situation your son is enduring to being like a POW.
That would probably be an accurate metaphor. I know that he explains it as a worse situation than he ever experienced in Afghanistan, his two tours of duty.
John Kerry has made some kind of generic statements about your son's case. Duncan Hunter, a congressman from California, was the one who I think actually released the 911 call that your son made before he was taken into custody. Are you in conversations with any members of the State Department or congressmen that are trying to work with Mexican authorities to address this matter?
Well, definitely Representative Duncan Hunter. He's leading the charge. So ever since early on. I think ever since actually the publication broke May 1st through the first article, Representative Duncan Hunter reached out to me, and so daily we talk because he's continuing to advocate. I know that he said he was taking something to the House floor this week, and he's written multiple letters to Secretary of State John Kerry. And I do know that John Kerry did, Secretary of State did raise the issue on May 21st while he was in Mexico, so that was promising.
Up next on the countdown, you'll hear a discussion of the number 6 issue as we move our way from number 10 to number 1 here.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on the countdown this week happens to coincide with the end of the nation's longest war. President Obama outlining his vision this week for U.S. foreign policy that is skeptical of new military engagements and prepared to juggle high-tech threats, rising regional powers, and terrorist hotspots. White House had touted the speech as a major foreign policy address, but the president didn't outline a sweeping doctrine or a new set of policy goals. Instead, he mounted a forceful defense of the mostly minimalist multilateral policies he followed overseas since he took office. He said U.S. military action cannot be the only or even primary component of our leadership in every instance. So with more on that conversation and discussion, we turn to radio host Steve Scott. He has military analyst Mike Lyons, who also happens to be a West Point alum. They discuss the significance of this speech.
Did it sound like the president was defending his military foreign policy in the speech?
He was both defending it and he was also changing it. I think he's really going to put a close now to two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. And for the first time, he tells cadets that they likely won't see combat duty there. You go back to George W. Bush in 2002, who warned cadets that they likely will see combat duty. So he's definitely turned the page now with regard to his feeling of use of the military and how he wants to use other means of, let's say, soft power in order for the U.S. to get its message across.
It did seem that the message was the U.S. must still lead but show restraint militarily.
He's really concerned about creating more enemies on the battlefield. If you take one off here, you'll create another one in another location. He mentioned some different places where that could possibly be true, in Syria and Libya. He even mentioned the Nigerian girls and how that would be a way that the U.S. can use its soft power and not just military force to go in and try to possibly make some kind of rescue operation work.
Mike, there are some who say they're worried about America looking weak militarily on the world stage. Do you share in that concern?
I don't share that concern because anybody that would get involved with us conventionally, it would be no match. And I think the last wars with Iraq, Desert Storm, and Operation Iraqi Freedom has proven from a conventional perspective, if you deal with the United States military, Air Force, the ground forces, our Navy, it would be no match. And the only one that works any effectiveness towards us is these terrorist organizations that kind of slice us in a thousand cuts. And I think that's what we've got to be concerned concerned about, which is why he said the terrorists are still our number one greatest threat right now to the country.
Mike, I wonder, not a coincidence that the president's remarks followed by just one day his announcement of the big troop drawdown in Afghanistan?
I think they're both linked. I think that he wants to probably shift the talk away from some other things that that are affecting the military right now, the VA challenge he's got there. But he links them both together because he basically closes down Afghanistan now with a plan that the military clearly signed up for, and then he tells these cadets they're going to have to be different kinds of soldiers, likely more diplomatic, and it won't be assured that they'll actually use what they've learned to go to war.
As a career soldier and a West Point grad, how did the president's remarks resonate with you?
You know, I've seen a shift over the years now, again, from the kind of the warrior ethos and how that's very important, and now the shift now more towards this this diplomatic way. This military's got to be very strong, but there's got to be other solutions and other ways and coalitions, for example, that have to work. That skill set's got to be expanded. It's a clear shift in strategy, and you know, the question is, when you sign up for the military, you got to know what you're signing up for these days. It's not necessarily going to be for a combat mission, so to speak. It's going to be likely more or less in support of somebody else doing something.
The president's West Point speech being analyzed, it happens a lot. Analysis paralysis, some people call it. It makes for good fodder, good conversation, good interviews always do, and they're part of the feature here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we review number 10, Sports Talk Radio. Radio number 9, the election primaries this week, etc. Russian aggression is number 8, Memorial Day, and that Marine being held in Mexico, number 7. And so we'll get to number 5, 4, 3, and move ourselves along here on the countdown. Stand by for that. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey bacon, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Number five this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome back, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen. Second half hour of this hour's review of the top 10 topics, quoting the research done at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio. Check out some of the interesting programming that's there, not including this one, because at Talkers Radio, they do a lot of different things that you don't hear on conventional radio stations. The number five item this week, back to, or continuing, shall we say, the discussion of climate change, global warming, the weather in general. Here's host Tom Rose with Chris Horner from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. They talk about the millions of dollars the government is spending so that Columbia University can send out voicemail messages about climate change.
Now we know why we can't afford to spend $429 for colonoscopies for our vets. That's because we're busy spending $5.8 million to give to Columbia University so they can come up with phony voicemails about climate change.
Well, we don't know they're phony, but...
You're right, because they're projected out in the future. So the guy that is going to be late home for dinner because he's facing a 100-foot wall of the Atlantic Ocean coming down the turnpike, that could happen.
Because, for example, when they keep saying, well, these things are just around the corner, whatever it is, commercially viable wind power and solar power and so on without being welfare cases, I always point out, so are anti-gravity boots and time travel, to which someone responds, well, now, don't be naive. If time travel were achieved, those people would be here right now. So, this throws a wrench into that analysis. It might be a little deeper this before your second cup of coffee, but I don't know these are fake except for the source. And given that these people have been caught faking everything, I'm going to assume this isn't real time travel. This shows us fairly well another example of what these people view as...
Have you heard any of these? They are hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the comedic value, it's almost worth it.
Well, it is, but it also keeps other things in perspective. For example, this is what they view as a productive use of taxpayer money. These are the same. This is the Solyndra of university grants. Okay,
right.
This is what they believe is a productive use of our money, and what they'll do in the future, in this horrible future, about it. You go through it, and it is just with Soylent Green as people.
Right,
it gets worse from there.
We got one here. Let's see what this one is. These are the fake climate change voicemails from Columbia.
Hey, Mom. I'm on top of Diamond Head right now, and there's an 8.6 magnitude earthquake about 2 hours ago, and there's a tsunami warning going on. Everyone is getting up as high as they can to avoid the wave, and we're all pretty scared. If this tsunami doesn't get us, the heat might. It's like 115 degrees right now, and it's going up. Well, I was just calling to say I love you, and I miss you. It might be the last time you hear my voice. Bye.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but we could only be so lucky that it would be the last time we hear that guy's voice.
Right. Look, the rationality of their pitches decreases with the popularity of their demands or their schemes. The more they talk, the more time they have to show what rational people they are or aren't, the better off we are.
Number four this week on our talk radio review, the focus on the Edward Snowden NBC television interview with Brian Williams. Here's talk host Dave Lee reviewing some of what Mr. Snowden had to say in that interview, which has been airing pretty much all week on NBC Nightly News.
NBC News aired an hour-long interview with Edward Snowden. And it's the first that he's done, apparently, in this country. He described himself as a patriot and a defender of the Constitution. And he questioned the statements from the U.S. government of the harm he's done, asking why we haven't heard of anyone being hurt because of his revelations.
I think it's important to remember that people don't set their lives on fire. They don't say goodbye to their families, actually pack up without saying goodbye to their families. They don't walk away from their extraordinarily comfortable lives. I mean, I made a lot of money for a guy with no high school diploma. And burn down everything they love for no reason.
He denied that he took 1.7 million documents, the number stated by the U.S., but didn't give a number of how many he took. And he didn't deny that he took military documents as well, not just information about domestic surveillance. Snowden also claimed that he went through the proper channels to express his concerns before he decided to take the documents, but says he was warned off, even though many of those he went to agreed that what he had to say was concerning, saying he was told that he'd be destroyed. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, struck back at Snowden's contention that he was in Russia because of the U.S. government.
What he's done is hurt his country. What he's done is expose for terrorists a lot of mechanisms which now affect operational security of those terrorists and make it harder for the United States to break up plots, harder to protect our nation. If this man is a patriot, he should stay in the United States and make his case. Patriots don't go to Russia. They don't seek asylum in Cuba. They don't seek asylum in Venezuela. They fight their cause here.
Snowden denied any relationship with the Russian government and denied that he had gotten any information from him, saying he would destroy everything he had before going to Russia. Beyond not physically having them, he also said there was no way he could access them by computer and had no control of them. Questioned about why he was in Russia, Snowden said he wasn't where he'd wanted to be, and he blamed the government.
I personally am surprised that I ended up here. The reality is I never intended to end up in Russia. I had a flight booked to Cuba, onwards to Latin America, and I was stopped because the United States government decided to revoke my passport and trap me in Moscow airport. So when people ask, why are you in Russia? I say, ask the State Department.
Number three. Mr. Snowden sounds a little smug there. By the way, the poll that we conducted this week at DougStefan.com asks whether your opinion of him has changed if you saw or listened to any of the interview. 39% of you who voted at DougStefan.com said, no, I still think he's a villain. 29% of you responded, I'll go back and forth on him for a while. That is, I haven't made up my mind what I think of Snowden. 18% said, yeah, he's a hero. 8% said, no, I think he's a hero, and 5% said, yes, he's a villain. All right. Opinions changing. Yes. No. You had an opinion before he was a hero. You had an opinion before he was a villain. You stuck to it or you didn't. Results of the poll, daily polls on the issues of the day at DougStephan.com. All right. On to number three, the state of the United States economy. Here is a discussion from our affiliate KQEN in Roseburg, Oregon. Host Brian Prowitz talked to economist Dr. Elliot Eisenberg about the revision on the GDP numbers. And I will give you this much of a hint. They didn't go up. So what does this all mean?
I believe there may have been a revision, or maybe it's coming later, to first quarter GDP.
There was a revision, and it became a negative, and this was not surprising. The quarterly number, when annualized, turned out to be negative 0.06 or 0.8, 0.8, so roughly 1 or 2 tenths of a point of negative GDP in Q1, primarily attributable to crummy weather and slightly attributable to inventory declines, because inventories were built up massively in Q3 and Q4, which led to a very high GDP in Q3, slower in Q4 as inventories grew more slowly, and they grew still more slowly in Q1. Exports were also down a bit because of the timing of Chinese New Year. So bad weather, exports, and inventories, these are all things that are one-off. They're done. But that being said, every single year there seems to be some problem. It was a tsunami one year. It was sequestration another year. This year it's bad weather, giving people reason to pause and say, look, these economists that are telling us things are getting better are probably wrong. And I want to say no. They're not. This was a one-off thing. The economy really is strengthening. All the other measures of the economy are getting better. Household deleveraging continues. Factorization rates are going higher. This is one-off. The rest of the year will be better, probably closer at 3 or 3.25%.
And, you know, we talked, 8 or 12 weeks ago, and one of the things we mentioned was the impact of the weather. And because we had some historical weather issues, including the day, I want to say it was in January, February, maybe it was later, that Atlanta closed down, and that impacted everything. And it was like since 9/11, the biggest closure of air travel. Obviously, that has a huge impact on getting goods from point A to B, and really can have a big impact on a lot of folks in retail.
Absolutely. And the best measure of this is the American Trucking Association puts out their ATA Trucking Index. And it was really terrible in that short period of time, and in the Jan-Feb period, because trucks couldn't go on the road. And economists are aware that winter comes. It's up there. Wow, we're surprised. It's cold. It's more a case of it was so cold. Places like Atlanta, places like New Orleans, kids didn't go to school. The roads were just impassable for 3 days. And you have a large chunk of the country, 30, 40, 50 million people, not going to work for a couple of days. This is clearly going to have a negative impact. It was above and beyond normal bad weather.
All right, so number three focuses on the economy and why it is the way it is. Believe it or not, comment as you will. 888-302-DOUG, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, or Twitter at Good Day. I'm Doug Stephan, moving to number two right after these words here on the countdown.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome massive response.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make take fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Number two this week on our talk radio review. Actually, if I were responsible for putting these numbers together, the talk radio topics, this would be my number one issue of the week. I had a conversation on the Good Day program with medical analyst Dr. Richard Amerling. We discussed how the outrageous situation with the Veterans Administration is connected to Obamacare.
Well, it's a model for government-run bureaucratic health care. Bureaucracies all tend to suffer from the same problems. They lack real competition. No one is really watching the bottom line. In fact, their motivation within the bureaucracy is to try to grow their budgets, not shrink them. There are all sorts of gimmicks that are used to try to create outcomes as opposed to really incentivizing those that produce. And you see it playing out in the VA. They had this system in place where they had a mandate to have all patients seen within a certain time period. Well, they couldn't do it, right? They couldn't generate the system to create that, make that happen, so they just fudged the numbers. They created a false waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a problem with bureaucracies. They can't really make things happen, and they just tend to grow and eat up dollars.
Well, but
in
the mentality, the mentality of this is that even if we all seem to disagree, or most people, 74% don't like Affordable Health Care Act, don't like what it's going to cost, all of the things that are coming into reality, but yet these things keep growing like a virus. And one wonders how, again, the medical profession, why isn't it that everybody who's in the medical profession who finds this to be abhorrent stands up and, as a group, the American Medical Association, for example, or some of these other groups. Why in the world are they being so silent about all this?
Well, our organization, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, has been very vocal, but we're a small group. The AMA doesn't really represent physicians, and they are in cahoots with the government.
Mm-hmm.
They make money by providing them coding systems, so they don't speak for physicians. And there is no national organization that really represents physicians, except ours and one or two others, Docs for Patient Care, I should mention. But we're small and underfinanced. So it's a tough battle. I mean, we are fighting this as best we can.
Yeah. So what's the future here? What do you think is going to happen? What's the crystal ball look like for you?
Well, I see a almost inexorable trend towards the increasing towards increasing control over actual medical practice, and that is going to be done through various payment for performance schemes, performance measurement, things like that. In other words, they're going to try to impose a fairly rigid standard of care. There's this concept that everybody ought to be treated the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's really antithetical to the way I was taught to practice medicine, which is that everybody's different and they need individualized care.
Up next, as we conclude our countdown with the number one issue of the week, something exciting and new, a discussion of gun control. Number one, next on the countdown.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Awaking to the sounds of blah, 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 the killings at University of California, Santa Barbara, not blah, blah, blah. Maybe what response some of the talk radio folks brought to the table was. Let's get started overviewing our number one issue this week with a captured conversation from our affiliate KQTH in Tucson, where host John Justice talked to a caller about the role the pharmaceutical industry played in last weekend's shooting and perhaps many other shootings that have taken place before.
Good morning, Jim.
My question to you is, I listen to a lot of the radio stations, let's call it the talk radio industry, from the top to the bottom.
Okay.
And the one thing I've noticed is missing, I understand why in the mass media this is missing, but no one will address big pharmaceutical companies and their responsibility in this shooting, the shootings prior to that, and prior to that, and prior to that. Are we afraid of the big pharmaceuticals?
Well, what is the pharmaceutical, what is their responsibility or their contribution to these shootings? I mean, people are still deciding to take particular drugs, or family members are deciding to give, you say, children particular drugs. Are you saying the pharmaceutical company is responsible because the majority of these shootings, people were on these drugs or not on drugs? What's your point here?
Well, my point is that the pharmaceutical companies know what the side effects of most of the drugs that are being administered, whether it's for ADD or depression or whatever that are given to children now. They know the side effects. They know that there's withdrawals from these pharmaceuticals. but no one will make the link that all of these young men, basically, that are the participants in these shootings were all either on or had been on.
Do we know that Elliot Roger was on was on particular?
I'm not talking about Elliot Roger.
Well, but that's what we're talking about.
I'm talking about the ones prior.
Like what? Like who?
Aurora.
Aurora, Colorado. Have we, okay, as it relates to Aurora, Colorado, have we seen the evidence thus far that the drugs that he was on contributed to his behavior in the shooting?
What I'm saying is that my position is, for whatever reason, we don't want to even introduce pharmaceutical giants into the mix of discussion, whether it's you or Limbaugh or Beck or any of them.
No, I'll have the Jim, I'll have the discussion as it relates to pharmaceuticals and if they relate to individuals going out and committing mass shootings once I see evidence that people that were on drugs, those drugs were responsible for them to commit those mass shootings. But so far, I haven't seen the evidence of that. So why am I going to bring in a quasi argument that doesn't necessarily relate to an issue when we don't have any evidence of that? And I'm certainly not going to with Elliot Roger because there's no evidence that he was on any drugs at all and that it had anything to do with his entitlement and narcissistic behavior. So it kind of seems like a non-argument without any facts.
All right, host Brian Suits and T. Ray Elmer talk about whether it's okay to criticize one of the grieving parents from the shooting because of what he is now saying about gun control.
Now, I'm not pointing out anybody who suddenly, since Saturday morning, can't get enough of national news cameras, but I'm just saying, in the aftermath of a horrific event like what happened in Santa Barbara, and maybe you find an inner voice and you start making your speech not about your lost son but about national policy. I mean, what's the bubble? What's the point when I get to push back and say the guy's name and start criticizing what he's saying at a memorial yesterday at Santa Barbara on CNN last night? What
do we His son was slaughtered on Friday, Brian.
Yes, yeah, so
he gets to say anything he wants to.
Till when, though?
When exactly do you get to start criticizing?
What I'm saying is, you're right. He gets to say whatever he wants to. But at what point?
What he has gotten out of this is an anti-gun thing, and that's what he's saying. What do we take away from this? That's what he took away from it.
Because like I say, it's sensitivity wise. At what point do I get to start pointing out the inanity of some of what he's saying and not be insensitive?
Okay, I'll give you 6 weeks. How's that?
6 weeks?
Does that work for you? Why, you want to start tomorrow?
Well, I mean, when someone is using the loss of their child to affect policy, law, that's, to me, this is where I get to say something.
This is as well thought out as you think it is. I think he's just talking.
I agree with you there, because, I mean, I know emotionally you want to say something, you want to find a brand, and yesterday he said not one more. He said not one more. And, I mean, if someone lost somebody in a car accident, you can say not one more all your life, but by the time you're done saying it the first time, there's a car accident somewhere.
That's it. Talk Radio Review. If you'd like to express your opinion about the top 10 talk topics of the week, the poll is there for your discernment at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.